From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
House prices, I think we're on the up and up slowly, aren't we?
I think slowly is the key word there. I'm yet to be convinced about the up and up. I mean, we haven't talked about house prices for a while, have we? There's always lots of conversations about them. The Real Estate Institute of New Zealand released their latest monthly figures yesterday, so it's timely to look at New Zealand's most popular asset class. I'd make a few general comments first, Mike. I think you're right. There are supportive factors for residential property right now, although I want to be sort of very clear. I'm not suggesting this will create a sort of frothy, buoyant market, but I do think these factors will tend to support prices where they are. I mean, the first one, there's just simply more people around. The population is larger. We've talked never-endingly about the record net migration. Some of the incoming government, once we actually have one, they have proposed policies, I mean, they are proposed at the moment, that are favourable to sentiment, things like interest deductibility, changes to the bright line test, the foreign buyer clauses. We don't know whether that'll make the coalition policy cut or not yet, but in general, those policies are supportive. Interest rates should stabilise. I mean, I don't think that falls are in the immediate future, but I think interest rate rises are now sort of very much in the rear vision mirror, and it's more attractive to buy than it is to build. So you add all those up, Mike, and I think that's supportive of prices where they are. So I think the market's found a floor. I don't think it's going to run up in a hurry. So I think hopes of a big summer surge might be a little bit misplaced. What are the numbers, latest numbers tell us? The number of sales fell very slightly from September, not by much, 5,762 to 5,612, so circa 2% fall. I don't think that's meaningful. Interesting to see that new listings have surged, yep. Though. There's much more stock on the market now, I think 9% more than there was last month. I look at the house price index, that's my preferred measure. Look, it's slightly lower than it was at this time last year, I think 2.5%. But again, you know, that's in the grand scheme of things, not a great deal. The days to sell has decreased year on year, if I look at it on a year-on-year basis, so it's down by 7 days. That's a positive factor. So it looks to me like there's been lately a bit of a lift in optimism out there, but you probably saw a bit of a pause, a bit of a hiatus in October, and the telling factor here will be what summer brings, won't it?
Exactly. EBOS going to get green cross?
Well, we don't know. So look, lots of stuff going on the share market yesterday, and obviously we've seen slightly better November than we've seen the last, you know, we saw three really bad months for the NZX 50, or August, September, October. We're up about 4% so far this month, but US market by comparison up 7.9%. EBOS, yeah, look, we don't know. They're in a trading halt at the moment. Lots of media speculation that they're in talks, negotiations to buy this very large, you know, pet company called Green Cross. There's no confirmation of what is actually happening, so do stress this is all speculation. It's big, though, Mike. It's a big company. Yeah, there was some corporate activity back in 2019. You value this business in billions of dollars. I think we just need to wait and get some facts. So when we've got some facts, we'll know more, won't we, Mike?
I like Infratil.
Yeah, so Infratil, our listed infrastructure business, they released their half-year results yesterday. Look pretty solid. There's lots of market interest, Mike, in their investment into these data centres, CDC. It's been remarkably successful for them. Share price, though, down 4% yesterday, but I think the market was still digesting that result.
Do I need to open up an extra bottle this weekend with the delegates' news or not?
Yeah, look, I don't know it in great detail. Unfortunately, they downgraded their guidance for the 24 financial year. Mm. Share price has been under a fair bit of pressure. It's down 10% so far this month. Look, I don't know. I need to look into it a little bit more. And then the final one that we saw yesterday was A2. They got a little boost. This is one of these weird things that happens in share markets. They affirmed their previous guidance. So we saw a relief rally because I think the market was concerned about a downgrade. So you didn't get a downgrade, so you get a bit of relief in the share price. Look, there's still issues there between Synlait and A2 Milk. No upgrade on that subject. The share price up 2%, but you've seen real sustained weakness in that share price
numbers,
over the last 3 months.
Please.
The numbers. The Dow Jones down 131 points, 0.38%, 34,858. The S&P 500, as I look at it, is just down 9 points. 4494, that's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ down 36 points. Actually, it's now down 12 points, which is barely anything, 14,090. Bit of Fed-friendly news overnight in terms of inflation, but not great from the growth point of view. The FTSE 100 lost 1%, 7410. The Nikkei lost 0.28%, 33424. Shanghai Composite down 0.7%, 3050. And the Australasian markets gave a little bit of their recent gains back yesterday. The ASX 200 down 0.67%, 7058. And the NZX 50 down just over 1%, 11,230. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5975, 0.9246 against the Aussie, 0.5507 euro, 0.4812 pounds, 89.97 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,982, creeping back towards 2,000. And Brent crude, look at this overnight, mate. It's fallen.
Good.
It's fallen.
Good.
Give it to me.
Don't toy with me. Give me the number.
$77.
$77.
$77.
Fantastic. Yep. What a way to end
the week.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one. Andrew Callaher, jmiwealth.co.nz.